been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday midweek edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. On this December the 16th, what do we have, 8 shopping days until Christmas? You better get online and get your orders in. Times are running out. Well, we've got kind of a mixed market here today. Soft opening, we'll call it, but the NASDAQ has just gone positive. The NASDAQ is now up by 16 points, which puts it at 12,610. The Dow is down 21 after a very strong day yesterday, led by Apple. I would call Apple the leader yesterday, and we'll talk about why it was here in a bit. The Dow is at 30,178 right now. We've got the S&P 500 straddling the line. It's up 45 cents right now to 36.95. 3,700 seems to be a ceiling right now for the S&P 500. The Russell 2000 continues its charge for 2,000. It's at 1961, up 1.5 today. Crude oil down 30 cents, 47.32. Gold's up $2.80 per ounce to $18.58. Silver's up 44 cents to $25.08. Big news on Bitcoin. Bitcoin is above, did it hold? Yeah, it's above 20,000 for the first time. It's up, get this, 1,208 points today. I continue to own a little bit in the GBTC Bitcoin Trust. Bitcoin's at 20,621, up 1,200 points today, while the bond market, the sleepy bond market, 0.93%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, resident of Gunderson Capital Management. Kind of a cool, cold, clammy, gray South Carolina today. We're on the southern edge, the very southern edge of the big front headed for the northeast. We're down in the southeast. But we are at 48 degrees here this morning. The river doesn't look like a real friendly place to be today. I think I'll stay inside in my flannel jammies. No, I'm just kidding. But I don't think I'll go out fishing after work today. It looks a little cold and clammy out there. Well, yesterday, I like to always pick up on where we left off yesterday. Before we start a new day of activity here, lots of news. Lots of new stocks, lots of breaking biotech news, electric vehicle news, and electric RVs. Oh, yeah, that's coming too. Who's involved in that? Yesterday, I think the hope was for COVID relief funds. And today, supposedly, we could get, very likely that we'll get a $900 billion package going out for as a stocking stuffer for COVID sufferers. But yesterday I thought the standouts to me, Apple was a big standout yesterday. And of course it's a, you know, it's a big component of both the Dow and the NASDAQ, obviously. But Apple was upgraded yesterday, and there was news out from the Nikkei Asian Review. That's not on my daily read list, but nevertheless, they reported that Apple would boost its iPhone production by 30% year over year in the first half of 2020. Of course, that's their new 5G phone. And that lifted all of the Apple suppliers like Skyworks, Cirrus Logic, Qorvo, Taiwan Semiconductor, Qualcomm. That was one that stood out. And also, supposedly in this new tax or this new stimulus package would be a solar tax credit extension as part of the COVID aid deal. And I saw a lot of the alternative energy stocks doing very, very well yesterday. We had some huge winners yesterday in that space. But some of the solar stocks yesterday that broke out, Sun Power, First Solar, Sunrun, SEDG, which has been a hot one, Sedge, Enphase, ENPH, that thing has been hotter than a pistol, hotter than the sun at noonday in Phoenix, ENPH, and Canadian Solar, CSIQ, also one of the Chinese solar companies, DQ, not Dairy Queen, DQ, broke out with a big move yesterday. And, of course, the ETFs, let's just check in on them today. TAN, I always look at TAN for the solar. Okay, it had a huge breakout yesterday, little pullback today. And FAN is the wind energy. It's also down just a little after a huge day yesterday. But the green energy stocks were red hot yesterday. Another stock that really was outstanding yesterday, and I'm being quoted on this one, Digital Turbine Apps, APPS, which we recently collaborated on an article. That's a new high again today, up 3.2%. Digital Turbine, the stock hit a new all-time high yesterday on healthy volume, one of the mobile device-focused stocks likely moving after a report of a 30% production boost for iPhones in the first half of next year. So I guess it was linked to the Apple news yesterday. The company's on-device media platform helps operators and OEMs monetize their devices, and it offers programmatic advertising and targeted media delivery. While Wall Street is bullish on Digital Turbine, Seeking Alpha authors are very bullish of late. Seeking Alpha Marketplace author Bill Gunderson noted 2 weeks ago that the company has barely benefited from the revenue synergies present across their application and content verticals after a quarter where the company onboarded a record 60 million phones. And we own apps, APPS, in our ultra growth portfolio. Core retail sales, you know, the futures were up 60, 70 points. Until those core retail sales, how come nobody was buying any cores last month? Core retail sales unexpectedly dropped 1% in November. Well, I think everybody was online, but that counts too. There was a lot of that Black Friday stuff and what do they call it, Cyber Monday and all this and that. But under the core retail sales dropped unexpectedly 1% in November. It also was a month that saw many Black Friday shopping events pushed to earlier on the calendar and a pandemic adjustment. So underneath the surface, it really wasn't bad. Now, here were the standouts. Building materials, 18% year over year. This is part of the migration out of the cities and people buying homes in the suburbs, in my opinion, and the new homes going up. Grocery stores were up 11%. This is part of the hoarding craze that's taking place in freezers across America and pantries. Sporting goods were up 20%. That's also part of the pandemic. People, you know, doing their sporting goods at home. They're sporting their workouts, etc. The weakness was in clothing stores. Well, that's bricks and mortar, down 16%. Department stores down 19%. And food service, otherwise known as restaurants, down 17.2% year over year. So, hey, the weakness is in the COVID-related areas, and the strength is in the other side of the street, the companies and industries benefiting from COVID. Let's see what else we have. The deal on the $900 billion COVID relief bill could come this morning, obviously. That's been talked about ad nauseum. Those discussions have been going on about as long as Brexit. No, not quite, but quite some time. And last but not least, I mentioned it in my opening, Bitcoin cracks overhead resistance, rising to a new all-time high above 20,000. That's Bitcoin. The most popular of cryptos is currently changing hands at 20,250. Well, big move, Bitcoin. And, of course, MicroStrategy, a tech stock that owns a bunch of Bitcoin, is also moving. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back with the mutual fund that just broke $1 trillion in equity. This is the Best Stocks Now and Mutual Fund Radio Hour. Welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Dow down 21 right now. S&P up a point, about where we started. And the NASDAQ has now gone negative a little bit. It's down 15 points. Well, just the interesting stat here. The Vanguard Equity Fund it's the Vanguard Total Stock Market Index Fund. Boy, that sounds exciting. Where can I get some of that? VTSAX. It's got low fees, but you get the whole kit and caboodle, all the bad stocks, all the mediocre stocks, along with a few good ones thrown in for good measure. It's now a $1 trillion equity fund, obviously a favorite amongst the indexers. Well, you know, we continue to see deals happening here as the year comes to a close. A big deal in the weed patch today. A huge deal in the weed patch. Obviously, their canopy growth up until now has probably been the kingpin in the cannabis sector. Now you've got a merger between Aphria and Tilray. Aphria and Tilray are merging to create a near $4 billion market cap cannabis player. Well, that's another sector that's been on the move here recently with what is deemed to be a friendly administration towards cannabis. I don't know if we go in the direction of Canada, which made a blanket legalization nationwide, but there's some that think that the U.S. could go that way. The combined company, which also includes Sweetwater Brewing Company. I've seen a lot of advertisements for them recently. Sweetwater Brewing Company, a pizza maker, and kind of a franchise kind of deal that is linked as one of the brands of these companies. So you got a big merger in the weed patch. Let's just check in. Tilray, which hit an all-time high of $300 per share in 2018. Now, that wasn't that long ago. $300 per share. Today it's $9.64. From $300 per share down to $9.64. Aphria, APHA, was 13, its all-time high. It's actually got a pretty good chart right now. It's at $8.39 today. All right, we've got a pretty decent IPO, too, coming out today. The symbol is Wish. Well, I wish I would have got some. Did Ameritrade call it? Well, Ameritrade doesn't really do underwriting of IPOs. Wish IPO prices at $24 per share. The reason this is a pretty big one, it was founded in 2010 by former Google executive Peter Schlusky and Yahoo veteran Danny Zhang. So that's some pretty good genes there, getting together to form a it's an online retail space. San Francisco based Wish.com has more than 100 million monthly active users worldwide, selling about 2 million products daily on its e-commerce platform. Now, I'd never heard of it before now. It obviously competes with Amazon on a much smaller scale. But this is the 31st offering this year in the U.S. to exceed $1 billion. And this comes on the heels of the strong opening days recently for DoorDash, which traded 78% above its IPO price, Airbnb. So there's been some big ones this year. There have been 460 IPOs in 2020. I know, because I've had to add them all to my Best Stocks Now app. We are currently at, in the app, we hit an all-time record of securities to choose from out there in the marketplace. Let's see, how many are we at right now? Let me put that in. We are currently in the app, Best Stocks Now app, at 5,571. 5,571. And we've had, like I say, 460 IPOs in 2020. October had the most. Well, that was right before the election, with a total of 97. Seems like there was a little bit of a rush to go public. So far in December, there have been 51 IPOs. $20 billion has now been raised in IPOs on U.S. exchanges in December, a record for the month. The 2020 total is now more than $174 billion, also an all-time high. Well, the headline in my newsletter last week was "Too Much Speculation" with a question mark. I mean, this does bring back memories of the year 2000 with the big dot-com bubble. I would just say this about that. The quality of the IPOs that I'm seeing in 2020 are 10 times better than the maybe 100 times better than the quality of the IPOs that I witnessed in the year 2000. Well, here's another one going public. We'll question the the quality of this one. Urban Helitaxi. Helitaxi Blade. You can hail a helitaxi. Just get up on any rooftop of any building downtown and hail a Blade. They're going public via a merger with Experience Investment, EXPC. I added that one to my database today. EXPC has some pretty good investors in it. I want to say Barry Diller and a few others. David Geffen, also an investor in it. They will more than likely end up being a new electric vehicle car company, but they do have Blade Urban Air Mobility. Well, you can fly right over the I-5 and 405 merge there in California in your Blade helicopter taxi. We'll see how that one goes. I guess it's kind of a cross between Tesla and Uber. And, you know, what's the big helicopter company that is owned by United Technology? It's kind of a cross between those three companies. A biotech goes public today. Another one, BioAlta. Boy, there's been a lot of those. Upstart is also an interesting one that I added. They have an artificial intelligence lending platform partnering with banks. That one's been added to the app. Upstart UPST going public today at $20 per share. So a lot of activity today. I always put these IPOs, newly minted publicly traded companies, in my watch list, on my watch list. I like to watch them for a while. But as a general rule, I like to see at least 6 months to a year. I like to see some earnings reports. I like to see how their sales growth is going, what the prospects are for being profitable. And like I say, the quality of the IPOs today are probably 100 times better than the IPOs of 2000. Well, when we come back, we've got some biotech breakthroughs, some big movers today in the biotech sector. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the Dow's positive by 7. S&P's now up by 7 also. So we picked up a little, and the NASDAQ just went positive by 19. We need to take more breaks. Market goes up during the breaks here. Most of America public may get the vaccine by end of February. Boy, if you own a restaurant or I just can't even imagine how many businesses and how many people have been impacted by this COVID. Most of the American public may get the vaccine by end of February. That's according to HHS Secretary Azar. I saw him on TV getting his vaccine today. So there is light at the end of the tunnel out there. And my heart goes out to everybody that's been impacted by the Southwest warns on soft demand in December and January. Yeah, people still afraid to fly. Life is nowhere near normal. Just think back a year ago at this time, all right? Life as we knew it was pretty normal. Little did we know. I mean, we started to hear towards the end of December about an unusual kind of pneumonia-like thing in China. And then the next shoe to drop was, really, it was Apple CEO Tim Cook saying that all of a sudden their supply chain was in trouble because of a spreading virus in China. And then we heard that it wasn't spread from human to human and blah, blah, blah. It went on, and by March it was in full-blown expansion mode here in the U.S., and now here we are in December. I think it's a miracle that we have a vaccine. Will we get back to life as we knew it a year ago today? Well, probably, but it's not going to be. It's not going to happen for probably another 6 months or so. Brinker International withdraws their second quarter 21 guidance. Okay, so they're going clear out to June of next year. Brinker International owns Chili's and Maggiano's restaurants. Probably one of the hardest hit industries in the whole COVID process here. Brinker withdraws their second quarter of 21 guidance. That's how far out they're going. And Marriott cuts 152 jobs at the Times Square Hotel. If I was to pick one city that's been hurt the most by COVID, you'd have to say New York City. And you would also have to say that the hotel industry, it was in the eye of this storm. Vacations, just not what they used to be. Hopefully that'll get back to normal at some point. That Marriott Marquis right there in the middle of Times Square, laying off 852 people. Now, a couple of biotechs to keep your eye on. The first one is Arvinas, A-R-V-N. Wow, did this thing wake up with a vengeance. It was trickling along at $20 per share. All of a sudden, it's $67 per share in the space of about 1 month. They're getting all kinds of upgrades on two protein degraders targeting metastatic breast cancer and castration-resistant prostate cancer. Roth analyst notes an impressive clinical benefit rate, maintaining a buy rating. Guggenheimer analyst Michael Schmidt argues that the clinical results further validate its platform and the targeted protein degrader in general. He raises his target price from $48 to $100. You can put that one on your watch list. Arvinas, A-R-V-N, out of New Haven, Connecticut. A pancreatic cancer stock making a big move here. BLRX, BioLinerx Limited. They are a foreign company, I believe. Yeah, they're out of Israel. And that stock broke out yesterday. This is a much more, this is only a $53 million company, but broke out yesterday on news of their pancreatic cancer drug candidate. And then you've got a muscular dystrophy related breakout today on NBSE, which is Nubase Therapeutics. That's a nice little breakout there, a $210 million company. The stock is up 12% today. They're out of New York, New York. Encouraging data for patrol-enabled anti-gene in a type of muscular dystrophy. And then we also have Sensus Healthcare. That one's been in the news lately, SRTS. It broke out yesterday, pulling back a little bit here. It was about non-melanoma skin cancer and the prevention of scars following keloidectomy. All right, so that's Sensus, SRTS. And then there's one more, a nerve cell disorder stock. I had to add this one to my app. SIOX is soaring today. SIOX is up 24% today in after data coming from their nerve cell disorder that they're working on. Now, there's always a downside to the biotech stocks. VTV, which is VTVT, it's getting hit by 40% after their drug candidate flunks in mid-stage Alzheimer's and diabetes studies. Okay, here's another big breakthrough. You know, there's always news in this electric vehicle space, which we had helicopter robo-taxi news here earlier in a company going public today. But how about electric RVs coming to a big RV lot near you? Camping World, that's a Marcus Lemonis company. He's the CEO of Camping World, CWH, is getting together with Lordstown Motors. RIDE, the symbol R-I-D-E. And, of course, RIDE is the one with the Wolverine trucks that'll be all electric. They have 40,000 orders for those trucks. And now you've got Marcus Lemonis choosing RIDE to begin exploring the development of new electric vehicle products and solutions for the RV marketplace based on the Endurance platform, including lithium-ion battery packs for travel trailers that would replace conventional gasoline onboard generators, and the first all-electric high-volume production RV. We have a new term, ERV, little E, big RV, and installation of a Good Sam charging network at Camping World locations. Well, that's interesting. That's a big partnership taking place between Camping World, CWH, and RIDE, Lordstown Motors. Neither stock really moving that much, though, a little bit on this news. New electric Ford Mustang starts to hit the showrooms. I've seen it on YouTube. The electrical vehicle spotlight is burning bright on the Ford Mustang Mach-E as the first reviews come in, with some versions now in showrooms. Ford said the model is intended to be a tech-forward car, with the typical buyer being 99% of the population that doesn't buy electric vehicles today. About 65% of the Mach-E pre-order owners are new to Ford, and many are from coastal areas of the country where Detroit automakers typically underperform. Yeah, well, you know, you get near the coast, you got to have a Maserati or a Lamborghini or a Ferrari, a Ford, come on. But this is an electric Ford, so it's cool. It's okay. One of the biggest selling points of the Mach-E is the infotainment system, which is described as being much like an iPhone that can learn habits of various drivers and preemptively prioritize features. Okay, so it's like driving an iPhone. What the heck? And we'll close with this before we come back with our featured stock of the day. Now, you know, I talk a little bit about speculation going on in the market. In my opinion right now, the hottest stock in the market, I looked at it again yesterday. It's ranked number 3, I think, in my app. Let's see where it's ranked today. Chewy, C-H-W-Y. No, we're not talking about Texas Roadhouse. Chewy, C-H-W-Y, is ranked number 4. Okay, it's an online dog biscuit company. No, they do other stuff than that, but now they're going to have telemedicine for your pets. Telemedicine for your pets. Will your dog hold still in front of the camera? I don't know. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
You gotta go where you wanna go. Do what you wanna do.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, let's take a look. I'm going to choose my featured stock of the day. There's a few that I could choose from here. You know, the one we featured yesterday, that thing shot up big time. I don't think it's me. I think it's the company. Yesterday we talked about GTLS, which is Chart Industries. It's pulling back a little bit today. But that whole alternative energy thing is a hot sector. It's one of the hottest sectors in the market right now. Today, let's just take a look here. What are we going to go with today? There is some news out on Chipotle. It's getting an upgrade today. That's definitely a possibility as a Chipotle. Yeah, I think I'll go with Chipotle. I like Chipotle a lot. Chipotle is getting an upgrade today from none other than Stifel. Stifel hikes its rating on Chipotle, CMG, to buy from hold. Now, you know, one advantage you have with Chipotle is it was kind of built for COVID, really. I mean, the type of people that frequent Chipotle and eat there are pretty much, you know, people that pick it up to go, you know, and now Chipotle's going to start building drive-ins in their new stores. But Chipotle remains a great growth story, and it's a great turnaround story also. If you remember, Chipotle hit a low of $247 just 2 years ago. You could have bought Chipotle at $247 2 years ago. That was at the nadir of their E. coli experience. Well, in comes the new CEO, and the turnaround is in place. Of course, they got hit by COVID this year. They're going to take a 22% hit to earnings this year. But earnings are expected to grow by 94% next year versus this year. And over the next 5 years, the growth rate is expected to run at a nice clip of about 20% per year. That's not bad for a $40 billion market cap company. And despite COVID, Chipotle stock is up 61% this year. We're a big owner of Chipotle, both in our premier large cap growth portfolio and our ultra growth portfolio. Chipotle is currently ranked number 401 out of 5,571. 3 months ago, it was ranked number 70. And if I'm not mistaken, it's one the top ranked restaurant stock in the entire market. Chipotle today is 1,413. You say, well, what about valuation? Is that not one of your requirements? Well, it is. I have a five-year valuation on this stock, which is almost double where it's at now, with no guarantees it will ever get there. But that's just doing the math that I do on every company, where I take the five-year out earnings estimate and apply a multiple to it, and then compare it with the current price of the stock. From a momentum and performance point of view, Chipotle's been one of the top performers in the entire market. Performance grade over the short term, the intermediate term, and the long term is a grade A. Grade A. Chipotle has a momentum grade right now, B+. It has been going sideways for about 3 or 4 months. But guess what? It's breaking out today above that resistance level of 1384. That was the old resistance. That was the ceiling on Chipotle stock. It's busting through there today on big volume to $1,411, which is a new all-time high, lifting Chipotle to a new all-time high market cap of $39.5 billion. So when I look at all of the large cap growth companies in the world today, it's no wonder that CMG is one of the chosen. Many are called, but few are chosen to be on our premier growth portfolio. That's a very select list. And, of course, the ultra growth portfolio is also a very select list. Chipotle's good enough to be on in both of those portfolios, on both of those rosters, as one of our leading players in our growth strategy here at Gunderson Capital Management. Well, if you're in the growth phase of your retirement cycle, if you're in the accumulation phase, we have those growth strategies to help you meet and hopefully exceed your models that you've built or the models we help you build. We have no guarantees going forward. We're going to do our best to own the best. And if you're in the accumulate or the distribution phase of your life cycle, then you want to tone things down a bit. And that's where our dividend and bond, our dividend portfolio and our bond portfolios come in. And we apply the same strategy there. We look for the 10 best bonds we can find for the bond portfolio. We're onto a new one now that we're looking into. And for the dividend stocks, dividend portfolio, we look for the dividend stocks that are also still growing because we're looking for total return. If you'd like to talk to one of our advisors here at Gunderson Capital, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. And take a look at the portfolios and what's in them these days by getting a free two-week trial to the weekly newsletter that I put my blood, sweat, and tears into every Friday. We try to get that thing out as early as we can on Saturday. And, of course, it contains all the portfolios. And if you're a dyed-in-the-wool do-it-yourselfer, like so many are in today's world, well, we got you covered there, too, with the newsletter, the model portfolios, and live buys and sells that we make here in our portfolios. That's our subscription service, and there's different levels of that, too. And the good place to start. And don't forget the app. I couldn't do this without the www.beststocksnowapp.com. which I invented along with software programmer Douglas Apperly. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.